glass of whiskey, but it still don't kill the pain. So he stumbles to the sink and pours it down the drain. He said, it's time to be a man and stop living for yesterday. Gotta face it.
Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Fire crews in California slowly trying to contain the major wildfires burning in Los Angeles County for more than a week. The Eaton Fire, just 35% contained. LA City Fire Chief Kristen Crowley says dangerous Santa Ana winds are back.
Remain alert, as danger has not yet passed.
House Speaker Mike Johnson clarifying yesterday's remarks that there should be conditions on federal funding for the state, saying there are discussions on how to best spend any approved funds over the reconciliation bills.
The leader and I come from a disaster-prone state, Louisiana. We deal with hurricanes and floods and tornadoes all the time, and wildfires as well. We all know that. We all feel that. We're all Americans. And the Americans there that are affected, desperately need and deserve help.
Confirmation hearings wrapping up for Defense Secretary nominee Pete Hegseth. Democrats grilled Hegseth over his comments that women should not serve in combat. Hegseth pushing back on allegations of sexual assault and personal misconduct. This is ABC News.
At Redmond Realty Group, local experts can elevate your property experience with tailored marketing campaigns, professional imagery, and cutting-edge 3D scans. Stay ahead with real estate innovation. Your future starts at Redmond Realty Group, the number one brokerage in the Northwoods.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin Needs to Know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. January 18th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., Pac 551 invites you to bring the heat for their chili cook-off. This has a $5 entrance fee and will be hosted at the American Legion, which is 274 North 3rd Avenue here in Park Falls. Questions can be directed to Ms. K at 715-661-1727. Once again, that's happening January 18th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. over at the American Legion in Park Falls. A congressman from Wisconsin has senior health care on his mind. Lisa Hale has the story.
When a senior citizen falls ill, not getting the correct care quickly can be dangerous. So when that person is denied treatment by their insurance company, the time waiting for that decision to be overturned could be crucial. U.S. Representative Mark Pocan says in this term, he wants to do something about it.
If you're a senior and you need care, you've been denied by your insurance company, you appeal it. Get this, 85% of the appeals on Medicare Advantage are overturned. In that 6 or 9 months, if you have cancer, think of what 6 or 9 months could mean and not getting the care you need. So we're going to try to do everything we can to expose programs like that.
Pocan appeared on Civic Media's Rational Revolution with Mark Becker. Find it on civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
Looking for a hometown dealership you can trust? Martha Auto Chevrolet of Minocqua has you covered. Get a full synthetic oil change for just $49.95 every day. Check out the great selection of new 2025 models on the lot, plus incredible deals on remaining 2024s. Select 24 Chevrolets are priced below GM employee pricing, and select 2025s are below dealer invoice. Visit Martha Auto Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com. Martha Auto Chevrolet, treating customers the way they want to be treated.
A milestone for the Badgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, after a string of conference wins, Wisconsin is back in the nation's top 25, ranked 24th this week. The Badgers host Ohio State tonight in Madison. And if they win, it'll be Greg Gard's 200th career win as head coach. Gard has helped players improve their game, like forward Stephen Crowell.
Steve is best when he's aggressive. And I think the last four games, we've tweaked how we sub him in and out a little bit. I think it's helped him, but he knows an aggressive Steve is the best Steve.
NBA, the Bucks are in action tonight at Fiserv Forum. They host the Sacramento Kings. NFL, Packers players cleaning out their lockers now that the season is over after losing to the Eagles Sunday night. The Bears have requested to interview Packers offensive coordinator Adam Stenovich for their head coaching job. They also plan to meet with Mike McCarthy, who was not renewed by the Dallas Cowboys. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is the Titletown Report, presented by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, executing its game plan to not only support soybean farmers, but all of Wisconsin. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
After Sunday's wildcard playoff loss to the Eagles, the Packers spent Monday cleaning out lockers, going through exit interviews, and saying goodbye to teammates. I'm Bill Scott. Tight end Tucker Kraft was asked what he thinks when he looks at this team.
Couldn't finish. That's what I think of this team. We're all sitting in here in this locker room with frowns on our faces, people packing their shit up, ready to go home. Yeah. People talking about the offseason vacations, and that's just a crock of shit, man. We should be getting ready to play the next game in the postseason.
Of course, Kraft was quite frustrated with one and done in the playoffs.
We need to wake up. Everyone talks about how we're just not okay with just making the playoffs, but we have yet to walk the walk. So going forward, I'm going to embrace everything that I put into this game and then, you know, take on a little bit more of a leadership role. Try to get people on the same wavelength that I'm on.
I'll have more after this.
Thanks to Soy Checkoff Investments, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board is huddling up and going deep with innovative products that help to protect Wisconsinites' blindside. Products like PFAS-free soy foam help to keep the brave men and women who fight fire safe while also protecting the communities they serve. Soy-based tires are like cleats for the road, keeping drivers on the road while removing harmful petroleum from the tires. The Checkoff's vision puts Wisconsin farmers in position to play the long game and grow markets and build demand for soybeans right here on our home turf. From every corner of the field, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board knows how to execute a game plan to fuel Wisconsin's economy, communities, environment, and farms. To learn more about the innovative products coming from Soybean Farmers Investments, visit wisoybean.org. That's wisoybean.org.
Looking back, what will stand out about the season is the Packers' 0-6 mark against the Eagles, Lions, and Vikings, and their 1-5 mark in the NFC North this season.
There'll be a lot of stuff we'll look at, try and figure out what exactly, you know, the kind of the root of our problem is and areas we can get better, but just wasn't good enough against the really good teams in this league. And
that's Jordan Love. More from Titletown tomorrow on the Wisconsin Radio Network.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
Frigid cold today, with high temperatures trying to tap 10 degrees, but winds still feisty, gusting out of the northwest at 20 miles per hour, slapping on bitter cold wind chills, making our highs really feel like 10 below. With a cold night on tap tonight, before a warm-up starts on Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Right now, it's 6 degrees.
98 Q Country.
Cloud of dust that leads back to a field filled with pickup trucks. Got old Hank cranking way up loud. Got coolers in the back, tailgates down. There's a big fire burning, but don't be alarmed. It's just country boys and girls getting down on the farm. It's been on a tractor, ain't seen Becky all week. Somebody said they seen them headed down to the creek. Farmer Johnson's daughter's just pulled up in a Jeep. Man, he knows how to grow them, if you know what I mean. Old Dave's getting loud, but he don't mean no harm. We're just country boys and girls getting down on the farm. Well, you can come as you are. There ain't no dress code, just some rule route rules that you need to know. Don't mess with the bull, he can get real mean. Don't forget to shut the gate, stay out of the beans. If it starts to rain, we'll just head to the barn. We're country boys and girls getting down on the farm. Charge just country boys and girls getting down on the farm. Ain't no closing time, ain't no cover charge, just country boys and girls getting down on the farm. Oh, let's get down, y'all. Stay out of that hay.
Tim McGraw, Down on the Farm. You're listening to 98Q Country. If you're listening from Down on the Farm, shout out to you, putting in the hard work and carrying us with you. We appreciate you. I'm Greg Gunderson, with you until 7 o'clock here on 98Q Country, just like every day. I'm here 2 to 7, and we do some fun things like tackling the biggest question I can think of. What's today even about? That's a big question, right? I've got some small answers to that big question after we make that Tim McGraw track into a 5 in the row, the only way to start the hour here at 98Q Country. Here's Dierks Bentley, Alan Jackson, a couple of Dillons, and Garth Brooks up next on 98Q.
Bet you think I'm sitting at home, no. Bet you think that I'm all alone, no. Bet you think I'm missing you and wishing you would call my phone, hell no. I went wheels up on a runway, and that ticket was a one way. I'm somewhere on a beach, sipping something strong. Got a new girl, she got it going on. We drink all day and party all night. I'm way too gone to have you on my mind. She got a body, and she's naughty. And she got me like you ain't ever got me. I'm getting sun, getting some, and I ain't slept in a week. Yeah, I'm somewhere on a beach. Heard you called my boys, heard you called my folks. They said you drove by my house real slow. You can check any spot, roll down every road, but girl, I ain't even close. I'm somewhere on a beach, sipping something strong. Got a new girl, she got it going on. We drink all day and party all night. I'm way too gone to have you on my mind. She got a body and she's naughty, and she got me like you ain't ever got me. I'm getting some, and I ain't slept in a week. Yeah, I'm somewhere on the beach. I wish it could've worked out, but I'm getting over you now. On a beach towel, my shades on, my drink's up and the sun's out. I'm somewhere on a beach. I'm somewhere on a beach, sipping something strong. Got a new girl, she got it going on. We drink all day and party all night. I'm way too gone to have you on my mind. She got a body and she's naughty, and she got me like you ain't ever got me. I'm getting some, and I ain't slept in a week. Yeah, I'm somewhere on a beach. Yeah, I'm somewhere on a beach.
Martina McBride.
They play the best country music in town.
Play something country.
98Q Country.
The sun is hot and that old clock is moving slow, and so am I. Workday passes like molasses in wintertime. But it's July, I'm getting paid by the hour and older by the minute. My boss just pushed me over the limit. I'd like to call him something, I think I'll just call it a day. Pour me something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Well, this lunch break is gonna take all afternoon and half the night. Tomorrow morning I know there'll be hell to pay. Hey, but that's alright. I ain't had a day off now in over a year. My Jamaican vacation's gonna start right here. If the phone's for me, you can tell them I just sailed away. And pour me something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Pour myself in a cab and be back to work before 2. At a moment like this, I can't help but wonder, what would Jimmy Buffett do?
Funny you should ask, Alan.
I'd say, pour me something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. Something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I only half past 12, but I don't care.
He don't care.
I don't care.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
What time zone am I on? What country am I in?
It doesn't matter. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
It's always on 5 in Margaritaville, come to think of it.
Yeah, I heard that.
You've been there, haven't you?
Yes, sir.
I've seen your boat there.
I've been to Margaritaville a few times.
All right. Well, that's good.
Stumble my way back.
Okay. Well, we just want to make sure you can keep it between the navigational beacons.
Between the buoys. I got it.
All right. Well, it's 5 o'clock. Let's go somewhere.
I'm ready. Crank it up.
Let's get out of here.
I'm gone.
Yeah, here's to the boys back home drinking dirt road beers on a Friday night. Yeah, I'm wishing I was with y'all singing them old songs. Truck circled up around a farm fire.
Let's go.
To the ones keeping that dirt on their car hard. Yeah, heading down to the bank to cash that work car. To the ones pushing that needle in the red in a diesel, they my kind of people underneath them stars down in Georgia. Yeah, I got one for ya. Yeah, here's to the boys back home drinking dirt road beers on a Friday night. Yeah, I'm wishing I was with y'all singing them old songs. Truck circled up around a farm fire. Couldn't paddle that small town.
I know you're holding that hometown down, doing nothing to do like nobody does. I know I can't be right there right now, but Lord knows I'm wishing I was. Yeah, so I'm gonna raise one up. Here's to the boys back home drinking dirt road beers on a Friday night. Yeah, I'm wishing I was with y'all singing them old songs.
Hey y'all, this is Walker Hayes.
My country.
98Q Country.
I spent last night in the arms of a girl in Louisiana. And though I'm out on the highway, my thoughts are still with her. Such a strange combination of a woman and a child. Such a strange situation, stopping every 100 miles, calling Baton Rouge. A replay of last night's events rolled through my mind. Except a scene or two, erased by sweet red wine. And I see a truck stop sign ahead, so I change lane. I need a cup of coffee and a couple dollars change, calling Baton Rouge. Operator,
Harry, won't you put me on through? I gotta send my love down to Baton Rouge. Hurry up, won't you put her on the line? I gotta talk to the girl just one more time. I gotta send my love down to Baton Rouge. Hurry up, won't you put her on the line? I gotta talk to the girl just one more time. Go home in Baton Rouge, sweet Baton Rouge, my Baton Rouge. Oh.
Garth Brooks calling Baton Rouge. You're listening to 98Q Country. It was Boys Back Home before that. And it's time we tackle the biggest question that I address every day here with silly answers and only silly answers. If you know today has a holiday attributed to it and I don't mention it in this segment, I probably did it on purpose because the news is already serious enough. And I'm not the news, so let's be the fun. The fun today, what's today all about? Well, today is about dressing up your dog. It's Dress Up Your Dog Day, and I recently learned why our dog Toby, station dog here at 98Q Country, reacted kind of poorly to the sweater that we tried on him a couple months back. We got Toby back in July, the first cold spell hit, and we thought, hey, maybe he's that type of dog, being an Australian cattle dog. Supposedly, they don't do well with heat, which is weird for Australians, but no animal does well with the cold. So we thought, hey, if it's a cold, you know, suffice to say, we got him a sweater. And when we put it on him, he acted almost like he was being kind of punished. And I thought, man, why is he like, and he got used to it. He'd move around after a little bit, but he was not active. He was not peppy. And he tended to just kind of sit there. And after a lot of Googling, it turns out we probably got him the wrong kind of fabric when it came to giving your dog a sweater, especially with those short-haired breeds. In Wisconsin, it makes a lot of sense. If you've got a Vizsla, for example, you've probably seen your dog shiver, and it's kind of heartbreaking. So check the inner material on whatever piece of clothing you've got for your pets. If the pet has coarse hair, it might interact with that fabric in a really uncomfortable way. And of course, Australian cattle dogs, not the coarsest hair ever, but it's not, I mean, as soft as it is quite coarse for that softness. So we've got to try some things like maybe some really tight weave that doesn't let the hairs poke through so they don't end up getting pulled. I've heard of really good things from the Carhartt and Stormy Cromer brand dog jackets, for example. So today's Dress Up Your Dog Day. I'm turning it into Dress Up Your Dog Smartly Day. It's also C-section Day. Perhaps more serious than I normally touch on, but it's personal to me. This is how I entered the world and how a lot of you probably did too. So shout out to anyone who's been involved on either end of it. It's not fun for the doctors either, I'm sure. It's also Kite Day today. I'm not going to be flying a kite, but there's certainly enough wind for it. You go ahead. It's Logic Day today. That's how I arrived at the decision to not fly a kite. Finally, organize your home day. I'm calling this out as part of a theme this week. Yesterday was clean your desk. Who knows what tomorrow might be? But that's what today is all about. Dressing up your dog, C-sections, kites, logic, and organizing your home, which, by the way, is a marvelous idea on a day when you feel a little out of it. If you don't feel like your life is under control, organize your house. You'll be surprised what seems better to you. That's a look at today. Soon, we're going to take a look at this day in history. We've looked at today. Let's look at yesterday. Tomorrow, that's coming whether we like it or not. Check the weather up next on WCQM after a word from sponsors.
98Q Country.
Get the free Civic Media app and text us your birthdays, anniversaries, and requests. Download the Civic Media app on your Android or iPhone. Sponsored by Wheelway Autos in Fifield, where you'll find premium used cars and high-quality service work. WheelwayAutos.com.
Get fired up, folks. Freeze Firewood and Phillips is starting off their winter firewood sale now through March 1st. This is the best time to stock up for all of your 2025 firewood needs. From camping to heating, they take pride in top-notch customer service and are happy to be your premier firewood supplier of the North Woods. Call Freeze Firewood at 715-567-0616 or check out Freeze Firewood on Facebook.
The premier ice fishing derby of the Northwoods is here, the Butternut Schnoor Lake Association Fishery. Join them Saturday, January 18th from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Bobbers on the Lake in Butternut. Compete in four divisions, walleye, crappie, northern, and perch. The cash prizes and trophies for the top three catches. Tickets are $10, kids 12 and under, fish free. Purchase tickets prior to the event at Butternut Feed Store, St. Croix Rod, Lena's Northern Pines Resort, and Bobbers. Enjoy fireworks sponsored by Bobbers and Jay's Automotive.
Welcome to Staples.
I am so pumped. My business is going to kill it this year.
Awesome. How can I help?
First, a new computer.
With Staples Home and Office Hot Deals, you save big on tech.
And new posters.
Save on custom printing, too.
And
A new chair?
A chair? Who has time to sit?
Maybe all your new clients?
Now you're talking.
With Staples Home and Office Hot Deals, you'll find huge savings on custom prints, storage, chairs, and tech. And now save up to $175 off your print order. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details. Ends 2/1.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted a colonial with high ceilings, hardwood floors, and a peaceful neighborhood. And you found it. Now, every Saturday at 6 a.m., you get to wake to the sound of your neighbor's leaf blower. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Frigid cold today, with high temperatures trying to tap 10 degrees, but winds still feisty, gusting out of the northwest at 20 miles per hour, slapping on bitter cold wind chills, making our highs really feel like 10 below. Another cold night on tap tonight, before a warm-up starts on Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 5 degrees.
98Q Country.
Lay back and smell the sun, warm up the Georgia pie. Feels so good to be taking it easy. Why would I ever leave? 'Cause I know I got some good friends that live down the street. Got a good looking woman with her arms around me. Here in a small town where it feels like home. I got everything and like we'll never die. Come on and stay a while. if you don't believe me, why would I ever leave? 'Cause I know I got some good friends that live down the street. Got a good looking woman with her arms round me. Here in a small town where it feels like home, I got everything I need and nothing that I don't. That live down the street. Got a good looking woman with her arms around me. Here in a small town where it feels like home, I got everything I need and nothing that I don't. Everything I need and nothing that I don't. Nothing that I don't. Everything I need. Nothing that I don't. Everything I need. Nothing that I don't. Oh, everything I need. And nothing that I don't.
Now it's time.
All right, magic time.
Why do you listen?
Because it makes me feel so good.
Hey, I'm just looking for a good
time. I love
98Q Country.
He works way too much for way too little. He drinks way too early till way too late. He hasn't had a race since New Year's Day in 88. Gets trampled on by everyone except when he comes in here. Now he's a product of the haggard generation. He's got a redneck side when you get him agitated. He got the go-tooth look from a stiff right hook. He's proud he took for his right wing stand on Vietnam. Says he lost his brother there. He yells out Johnny Cash and the band starts to play. A ring of fire as he walks up and stands there by the stage. And he says, hell yeah! Turn it up, right on. Hell yeah, sounds good. Sing that song, guitar man playing all night long. Take me back to where the music hit me. Life was good and love was easy. Got an MBA in a plush corner office. She got a don't mess with me attitude. She'll close a deal. She don't reveal that she can't feel the loneliness, the emptiness, except when she comes in here. She's a product of the me generation. Got a rock and roll side when you get her agitated. She got the tattoo there on her derriere from a spring break there in Panama. When love was all she thought she'd ever need. She yells out to the band, no any Bruce Springsteen. Then she jumps up on the bar and she starts to scream. She says, hell yeah! Right on. Hell yeah, sounds good. Sing that song, guitar man playing all night long. Take me back to where the music hit me. Life was good, love was easy. Yeah, yeah, anything to get my mind off thinking about Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
sounds good. Sing that song.
A guitar man playing all night long.
Take me back to where the music hit me. Life is good.
Hell yeah, turn it up, right on. Hell yeah, sounds good. Sing that song. Guitar man playing all night long. Take me back to where the music hit me.
98 Q Country.
Johnson.
My heart skips just thinking of you. Go on and bet it all, baby, we can.
Ooh. This is Dylan Marlowe.
Yeah, he sends the boys back home drinking dirty beers on a Friday night.
Oh, yes.
98 Q Country.
Heard you laugh like that in a long time. I wonder if it stopped this world like it did mine just now. I see you sipping white wine instead of whiskey. And does he want you to be just a little more city? Well, I'm sorry if I'm overstepping boundaries I don't mean to be, but I just got to tell you how I feel.
Stupid enough, I'm gonna be the first one calling you baby.
Baby.
If he ain't holding you tight, if he ain't treating you right, I'm
driving him crazy. Cause girl, it's just a matter of time until you find that the right guy's staring you back into your eyes right now. No rush, but if he ever singles you up. He hasn't even looked your way since you walked in. But I can't help it that I can't take my eyes off of you. Your favorite song just came on and me and you were singing along. And he don't even know a single word. If he ever singles you up, if he's ever stupid enough, I'm gonna be the first one calling you baby. Baby. If he ain't holding you tight, if he ain't treating you right, I'm gonna be the first one. Him crazy. Cause girl, it's just a matter of time until you find that the right guy's staring you back into your eyes right now. No rush, but if he ever singles you up, if he ever singles you up, I'll be the first to call, baby. Sorry if I'm overstepping boundaries I don't mean to be, but I've just got to tell you how I feel. If he ever singles you up, if he's ever stupid in love, I'ma be the first one calling you baby, baby. If he ain't holding you tight, if he ain't treating you right, I'ma be the first one calling him crazy, crazy. Cause girl, it's just a matter of time until you find that the right guy's staring you back into your eyes right now. No rush, but if he ever singles you up,
I'm the son of a third generation farmer. I've been married 10 years to the farmer's daughter. I'm a God-fearing, hard-working combine driver, hogging up the road on my plower, chugga-lugga-lugging 5 miles an hour. On my international harvester, 3 miles of cars laying on their horns. Behind me like a big parade of late to work, road rage jerks shouting obscene words, flipping me the bird. Well, you may be on a state payroll, but that blacktop runs through my payload. Excuse me for trying to do my job, but this year ain't been no bumper. Get back on the interstate. Otherwise, sit tight and be nice, and quit your honking at me that way. Cause I'm the son of a third generation farmer. I've been married 10 years to the farmer's daughter. I got 2 boys in the county 4-H. I'm a lifetime sponsor of the FFA. Hey, that's what I make. I make a lot of hate for a little pay. But I'm proud to say I'm a God-fearing, hard-working combine driver, hogging up the road on my plower, chugga-lugga-lugging 5 miles an hour on my international harvester. Well, I know you got your own deadline. The cussing in me won't save you no time, hoss. This big wheel wide load ain't gone. Tractor, cause I'm the son of a third generation farmer. I've been married 10 years to the farmer's daughter. I got 2 boys in the county 4-H. I'm a lifetime sponsor of the FFA.
I'm a God-fearing, hard-working combine driver, hogging up the road on my plower, chugga-lugga-lugging 5 miles an hour on my International Harvester. Working combine driver, hogging up the road on my flower, chugga-lugga-lugging 5 miles an hour on my International Harvester.
Craig Morgan, International Harvester. You better tap your brakes because they're not speeding up and there's not enough room to go around. Actually, I kind of love it. It's like when you pull up to a train crossing. It's nice because life has... It can be frustrating in a way because you don't have control of the moment. But for some people like me, suddenly having control removed from you like that, it can actually be quite relaxing. Same thing when I run into farm equipment. It's like, hey, there's 8 cars behind me, but that doesn't make it possible for me to go around you. And I kind of end up, like, I'm not enjoying that those people are upset back there, but I'm enjoying that there's nothing I can do about it. I've got the perfect excuse when I'm late to whatever. You want me to drive through the farming equipment? That's not how physics works. Anyway, we're taking a look at today in history, as in previous 14ths. Of January. First one we'll look at, we'll go in backwards order today, starting with the most recent in 1967. That was the date of the human bein, like human being, but it was B-E-I-N, kind of like a sit-in, sort of, but it was a bein, known by many as a prelude to the Summer of Love. This was a counterculture gathering, a meeting of the tribes, they called it. Basically, well, and this is self-described. This is not my description of it. I saw somebody who was there as describing it. It was basically a meeting of the different types of hippies to compare notes about what their goals were out of how they lived, which could only have been interesting. Turn that dial back a little further. The 14th of January, 1954. That was the day the Hudson Motor Car Company merged with a competitor, Nash Kelvinator. The resulting combined company took the name American Motors Corporation. Oh yeah, AMC, the Gremlin, the Pacer. Their lineage started on this day in 1954. Finally, a couple years earlier, 1952 was the debut of NBC's long-running morning program, Today, also known as The Today Show. It was originally hosted by a guy named Dave Garraway, and the show's working title pre-production was The Rise and Shine Review, R-E-V-U-E. It was mostly the same as it is now, but with a couple gimmicks. For example, J. Fred Muggs, their chimpanzee. Yes, seriously, The Today Show had a chimpanzee mascot during its early years. J. Fred Muggs, the chimpanzee, by the way, he's still around at 72 years old. That's your daily Google about it. And that's this day in history. We'll take another look tomorrow, and who knows what we'll find. We know what's coming up next on 98Q, though. Top of the hour, news, sports, and weather at 4 o'clock. And after that, oh boy, we're talking Packers free agency today on 98Q Country.
98Q Country.
I'm the only one.
Country.
In a 4x4 Baguette.
And I'm gonna take the high road. Maybe get stoned. Have a little too much of something terrible.
She said,
excuse me. You look like you love me.
Always on at 98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media app.
Local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and red flag warnings in effect in Southern California with wind gusts up to 70 miles per hour that could whip up wildfires. A disaster recovery center opening in L.A. County. Fire victims can apply for federal grants and housing assistance. Regional FEMA Administrator Bob Fenton.
One of the things that we've already done is had over 40,000 applications. We provided over $8 million. But there's a lot of work yet to do.
On Capitol Hill, Defense Secretary nominee Pete Hegseth at his Senate confirmation hearing denied allegations of sexual assault and personal misconduct. Hegseth's blaming what he called a smear campaign, but also acknowledged that he's overcome character lapses.
I'm not a perfect person, but redemption is real.
Tomorrow, six more confirmation hearings are scheduled, including State Secretary nominee Marco Rubio fielding questions from senators. Israel and Hamas signaling that they are getting close to finalizing a Gaza ceasefire deal. This is ABC News.
At Redmond Realty Group, local experts can elevate your property experience with tailored marketing campaigns, professional imagery, and cutting-edge 3D scans. Stay ahead with real estate innovation. Your future starts at Redmond Realty Group, the number one brokerage in the Northwoods.